Imagine walking into a room where everyone immediately feels at ease in your presence. This isn't about wealth, status, or even charisma. It's about mastering the subtle art of consideration that makes others feel valued. Etiquette isn't some dusty relic of Victorian parlors, but a living, breathing toolkit for creating meaningful human connections in our increasingly disconnected world. At its core, good manners aren't about memorizing rules, but about embodying a simple principle, making others comfortable through thoughtful attention. The beauty of etiquette lies in its universality. Whether you're having coffee with a friend or dining with diplomats, the fundamental intention remains the same: showing respect through consideration. This doesn't require privilege or special training, just awareness and intention. Think about how you feel when someone remembers your name, listens attentively to your story, or acknowledges your help with genuine appreciation. These moments of connection matter far more than knowing which fork to use first. What makes etiquette particularly valuable today is how it helps us navigate rapidly evolving social norms. As technology creates new ways to connect, updated guidelines help us maintain our humanity within digital spaces. The most gracious people aren't those who never make mistakes, but those who recover from social blunders with humor and humility, remembering that the goal isn't perfect performance, but genuine connection. Our home serves as our first etiquette classroom, yet ironically, many reserve their worst behavior for loved ones. Do you greet your partner with the same enthusiasm as colleagues? Do you interrupt family members more than strangers? Children learn manners primarily through observation. When they see adults saying please and thank you, these phrases become natural vocabulary. When they witness respectful disagreement, they develop conflict resolution skills. Your actions speak louder than words. Extended family relationships require special consideration. Show respect to elders by acknowledging their experience. With in-laws, observe their customs before suggesting changes. Simply asking, "What should I call you?" shows respect for established dynamics. Even when distance separates family, thoughtful etiquette maintains connections. Regular communication, remembering important dates, and meaningful visits demonstrate that relationships remain priorities despite separation. In today's world of blended and chosen families, considerate etiquette becomes essential for navigating complex family structures with grace. The professional world blends career ambitions with human relationships. First impressions matter. A firm handshake, appropriate eye contact, and remembering names demonstrate respect. Your introduction should be concise yet informative. I'm Sarah Johnson, the new marketing analyst. I'm looking forward to working with you on the upcoming campaign. In meetings, arrive prepared, contribute thoughtfully, and listen actively rather than mentally rehearsing your next point. Digital communication requires precision. Use descriptive subject lines, respond promptly, and use copy and reply all functions sparingly. Review important messages before sending to avoid tone misinterpretation. Address conflicts privately, focusing on specific behaviors rather than character judgments. When reports are submitted after deadline, it creates challenges for the team, instead of, "You're always late with your work." In shared spaces, clean up after yourself, maintain appropriate noise levels, and be mindful of strong scents. Balancing professionalism with human consideration creates thriving workplaces. Conversation forms the foundation of human connection, yet many struggle with it in our distraction-filled world. Rather than starting with weather talk, use engaging openers like, "What's been keeping you busy lately?" Genuine compliments, followed by related questions, also initiate dialogue. "That's a fascinating necklace. Does it have a story behind it?" Attentive listening is the most overlooked aspect of good conversation. Make eye contact, avoid interrupting, and occasionally paraphrase to show engagement and confirm understanding. Quality questions drive conversation forward. Open-ended questions encourage fuller participation, while follow-up questions demonstrate genuine interest. You mentioned growing up in a small town. How did that influence your decision to move to the city? With personal disclosures, balance is key. Start with lower risk information and gradually increase depth as rapport develops, matching the other person's disclosure level. End conversations gracefully by watching for natural conclusion points. It's been wonderful catching up. I should check in with our host, but let's continue this soon. The goal isn't perfection, but genuine human connection, something increasingly precious today. Digital etiquette maintains core principles. Respect others' time and attention. Remember, real people receive your communications. And consider how your digital presence reflects your character. For emails, use clear subject lines, keep content concise, and review tone before sending. Business emails typically warrant responses within 24 hours. On social media, remember your entire audience may see what you share. For video calls, test technology beforehand, ensure proper lighting and background, and dress appropriately. Show attentiveness through occasional camera eye contact, nodding, and verbal acknowledgement. In formal dining, table settings follow an outside-in pattern. Bread plates sit to the left above forks, while glasses belong on the right above knives and spoons. Maintain good posture with elbows close to your body. Place your napkin on your lap after being seated, using it to blot rather than wipe your mouth. If leaving temporarily, place it on your chair. Handle dining mishaps with minimal disruption. For dropped utensils, quietly request replacements. For spills, briefly apologize, blot what you can, and continue your meal. Your composed response will be remembered more than the accident itself. In our interconnected world, understanding cross-cultural etiquette is essential. Research basic customs before traveling and observe local interactions upon arrival. Greeting customs vary widely. Americans shake hands, Japanese bow, Thais use the Y gesture, and Europeans often exchange cheek kisses. When uncertain, follow locals' lead. Naming conventions differ too. In many Asian countries, family names come first, and some cultures use honorifics extensively. Communication styles reflect cultural values. Americans typically value directness, while many Asian cultures emphasize harmony and indirect communication. Northern Europeans prefer brief exchanges, while Mediterranean and Latin cultures often establish personal connections before business discussions. Cultural adaptation means balancing respect for local customs while remaining authentic. Most people appreciate sincere efforts to understand their culture, even when mistakes occur. Apply the modified golden rule. Treat others as they wish to be treated, not as you would want to be treated. In a world prioritizing speed and efficiency, taking time to consider others is a radical act of humanity. Etiquette isn't about rigid rules, but creating genuine connections in a fragmented world. When you remember someone's name, listen attentively, or acknowledge their feelings, you affirm their fundamental worth. The power of etiquette lies in making others feel truly seen through thoughtful consideration, not in knowing which fork to use. Small acts of grace, holding doors, expressing genuine gratitude, acknowledging contributions create ripples of positivity beyond individual interactions. Consider moving beyond mechanical politeness toward authentic consideration. In our disconnected world, this thoughtful practice enriches both your life and others, becoming perhaps the most meaningful gift you can offer.